Hey guys, sorry for that slight pause silence in the beginning. Was trying to set up my phone voice recorder and all that good stuff. All right, hello, Cherry Dolly here, coming back to Gwa. I swear to God, I'm gonna make that a fucking thing. I really will. I'm gonna try to answer a questionnaire today before I have to go do stuff. So let's see. Doing B. John's 27's questionnaire. Let's talk about sex, baby. So, let's see. First question. Have you ever filmed yourself with a partner? If so, did you end up watching it again? If not, would you ever consider doing so? I have never filmed myself. I did take pictures, which, I then posted on Gone Wild, of course. With a guy I had been hooking up with. So that was a lot of fun. And yes, of course, I looked back on the pictures and it was really, really hot and sexy and, fun times, fun times. Yeah. I don't know if I would ever do it again. I'd have to be with someone that I really liked. I had really liked that person and trusted him, so that would be why I, took pictures and everything. Also, exhibitionist tendencies, whatever. Two, have you ever mutually masturbated with anyone? Yes, I have, and it is a lot of fun. What's the shortest amount of time you've known someone before doing anything sexual with them? I pretty much always fuck on the first date. That's just, mostly because generally the people that I go out with, we already have an understanding that we're in it to hook up with each other. So, and even now, because I can't keep it in my fucking pants. The guy that I'm seeing right now, kind of seeing, whatever, the first time we met, we hadn't talked about doing anything. And I had my period at the time, so I wasn't gonna actually, like, I couldn't actually sleep with him because I'm not comfortable with doing that. Anyway, we hadn't talked about doing anything sexual. We hadn't even flirted sexually or anything like that. We were just having completely normal conversations. And on our first date, we had a lot of fun. Really charming, excellent time. We were sitting on top of this, rock thing, looking at the stars. And we started making out, and I sucked his dick. Because I literally cannot control myself, I guess. What's the craziest place you've ever done anything with someone? Well, so there was the top of the rock mountain type thingamajigger. That would count, I think. Also, have had sex in a car and got fucked under a highway underpass. Good times, good times. I'd have fond memories about that one as, my first foray into outdoor sex if the guy hadn't turned out to be using me to cheat on his girlfriend with. That sucked. Not fun times for me. Let's see. Five. Would you ever let anyone, man or woman, watch you have sex? Not joining at any point, but watching, maybe playing with themselves. Would you watch someone in that same position? Let's see. I don't think so. I don't think so. I'd feel weird if they were just watching and not joining in. And as much as I like to watch porn, I'd feel really left out and weird if I was watching and couldn't join in real life. What sexy crush would you consider to be your strangest or naughtiest? Okay, oh my God. So, my senior year of college, I developed the biggest crush on one of my professors, and I had known him pretty much since I was a freshman. He's a great professor, too. And when I had him for my first class when I was a junior, I remember remarking to friends, and we were all joking that, like, oh, you know, professor, he's strangely, like, super attractive when he teaches. He's just so engaging. And we all joked around about having little, you know, schoolgirl crushes on him. My senior year, it developed into a full-blown, like, I wanted to have sex with him so fucking bad. We talked, like, he was my friend on Facebook, because, like, a lot of, I don't know if this is true for other departments or for other, schools even, but at my school it's very common for theater professors to be friends with their students, like, outside of class, and to, like, be friends on Facebook and such, just because it's such a close-knit, very familial type of relationship you get with your teachers, who are really more, who can sometimes really feel more like coaches or guides. He was a literature professor anyway, but a theater literature professor for the most part. So we started talking on Facebook a lot, and while technically everything we said was terribly appropriate, there was that underlying sense that there was something else going on for both of us, and that it wasn't entirely appropriate. So, you know, and then I graduated, and I still consider him a good friend. Nothing ever happened with him. And I looked back at it and realized that I was a little bit, when I looked back at some of the messages, I realized I was a little bit uncomfortable with all of it. And and I kind of started giving him, like, you know, we talk and I start giving him kind of one-word-ish answers and talk about how busy I was, which was true. So my first year out of college was very busy trying to, you know, get a full-time job and stuff. So that wasn't exactly a lie. But I did realize that, you know, this man was around the same age as my dad, which, you know, actually doesn't make him very old, which it made him 17 years older than me, so a lot of people wouldn't consider that very old. But anyway, and he's married, so it started, and, you know, it started making me feel a little bit uncomfortable that he was so interested in the pictures I took of myself. Not the naked ones. He never saw those. He's never seen those. He doesn't even know about them. I mean, like, just general, like, Facebook selfies and stuff like that. So, and, you know, it made me a little bit weirded out that he was so interested in the kinds of stockings I was wearing and outfits I would wear. And I'm not gonna lie, I was not subtle. I'd be showing up to class in short shorts and thigh-high stockings and boots because I'm a horrible fucking person, apparently. But either way, so that kind of ended. I still think of him as a friend. He was just kind of an odd situation when I look back on it. All right. 7. Would you rather be with someone older or more experienced or younger and less experienced? What's been your experience? Either way. Definitely someone a little bit older and more experienced. Let's see. I didn't have sex for the first time until maybe about 9-ish months ago. Yeah, really, really took off out of the gate running from that. So, there's still things that I haven't experienced sexually or romantically, really, that I'm working on. I'm working on it. And, I don't mind if someone's, like, maybe a year or two younger than me. I'm only 23, after all, so if someone's 21, that's not a big deal to me. 21 is where I draw the line for youngest, though. I'm not gonna fuck an 18-year-old because I feel that someone just getting out of high school is in a completely different stage of life than someone who's spent almost 2 years out of college. It's just, you know, completely different life paths going on right there. And even if it is just a hookup, it's still like a weird, like, I'd feel like I wouldn't be able to connect. And I've always kind of, you know, going through school, like elementary, middle, and high school, I was always a year younger than everybody in my class. So it's always felt to me like everyone around me has always been at least a year older than me, the people that I connect with for the most part. Yeah. It's not that I probably would never have sex with someone who was less experienced than me. It's just I really don't make it a point to ask for one. And I tend to be attracted to guys that are a little bit mature and more easygoing because I'm not a super easygoing person. But there are certain aspects of life that I am easygoing in, and I need someone to match that and also be the opposite of the rest of me. So, like, I can't deal with some 20-year-old guy that thinks all he wants is a hookup, but gets jealous and pissed off that when it comes down to it, all I really want is a hookup, and I wasn't looking for anything else from him. So, yeah. 8. What's the longest you've masturbated for at one time? Probably close to a fucking hour. And I can't say that it was fun. It was just, I was pissed off that I wasn't coming. So I kept going. And then when I finally did come, it felt so good that I kept going. Because I was like, oh, I can have another, right? I can have another. You know, and then you get to the point where you're chafed and you're sore and you're really not finishing. And, you know, you orgasm and it's just so, you're like, fucking finally, now I can move on with my life. 9. What's the longest you've had sex for at one time? Huh. You know, I honestly, sometimes I have a terrible judge of time. Like, excuse me for stuttering. Sometimes I'm a little bit bad at telling, like, how much time has passed. So, I don't know. Holy shit, I don't know. I can't even, like, give you a ballpark. Oh, like, half an hour or an hour or something. Like, all I know is that, when I go to have sex with someone, I tend to, like, plan the day around it so that there's time from, like, you know, sitting around hanging out and chatting to making out, to actually having sex, and then to the downtime afterwards of, like, cuddling and talking again. You know, so I generally spend at least an hour hanging out with someone, you know, for the whole thing. Generally more than an hour. So, yeah. So that's that. I hope this didn't cut out anywhere weird, because I started getting a call in the middle of this, and that was not cool. Yeah, so that's that. I know I just said, yeah, and so yeah, a lot. Some verbal clutter for you. And thank you for listening. Cherry Dolly out. Oh, that was so lame. What can I finish on? Flameo Hotmans.